Brad and John.
You want to talk some trash?
A 36-year mystery solved by Rod Stewart. Rod Stewart said, you know, he didn't know the story behind all this, and finally just got it not too long ago. Live Aid. Rod Stewart never played. He didn't play Live Aid. And he said he always wondered, well, why didn't I play Live Aid? I thought I was supposed to play Live Aid in 1985. They had every big star there. How come I didn't play? Well, he found out from his band members who were still with him back in 1985, and they explained. They said, dude, it was because of our manager. The manager that we had at the time. He said that when they were trying to line this up with the Live Aid promoter, your manager, Rod, said that, yeah, Rod will do Live Aid, but he's the one who gets all the prime TV hits in the promotion for it. You got to put him, he needs to be the one on all the TV shows talking about Live Aid. And when they said, well, they're not going to do that, there's too many stars that he's not going to be the spokesperson, to be Bob Geldof, your manager said, okay, then Rod Stewart doesn't do Live Aid. And Rod said, man, that's bad. He said, that's not what Live Aid was all about. And so he felt ashamed of that. And speaking of Live Aid, in the new Led Zeppelin biography, this story is told about Led Zeppelin's performance at Live Aid. And the biographer was on the show with us last week talking about, you know, Led Zeppelin and everything. But one of the things, so Led Zeppelin did Live Aid. And it was their first performance together in, what, 5 years, 6 years, something like that at that point.
Well, yeah, John Bonham died in 1980, so.
Yeah. And so so Robert Plant said, sure, we'll do it, and I'll get back there and I'll do it. But Robert Plant said, but I'm, you know what I'm not doing? I'm not singing Stairway to Heaven, okay? Just let everybody know I'm not doing Stairway to Heaven. And the Live Aid people said, well, okay. Well, fine. As long as if you're going to come back, you call yourself Led Zeppelin, sing whatever the hell you want.
But give me a whole lot of love, rock and roll, and Heartbreaker.
It'd sure be nice if you sang Stairway to Heaven. Well, they did end up singing Stairway to Heaven. And the reason is that Plant was backstage watching Live Aid, and he saw Freddie Mercury's performance with Queen blow the roof. Well, there was no roof on Wembley Stadium, but you know what Queen did that day. Yeah, they just absolutely dominated the crowd that day. And Robert Plant was like, oh, God, we have to do Stairway to Heaven.
Let's do a 7-minute sleepy song.
Yeah. I mean, we got to give them that. Freddie Mercury went out there and had the crowd in the palm of their hands. We can't not do Stairway. So Robert Plant reluctantly went out there and performed Stairway to Heaven.
One of my favorite things that Bob Spitz said, the biographer of Led Zeppelin, when I asked him, I said, sometimes Led Zeppelin was sharp and they were guys are great musicians, and sometimes they were really sloppy. And he said, sometimes Jimmy Page was so whacked out, he'd get his double neck out, and with his chord hand, he'd be playing on one neck and strumming the other neck. And wondering why it's not working. Looking at the sound man going, what's up?
From the way they sounded at Live Aid, that might have been one of those days.
Yeah.
And Mike Tyson says he died while tripping on toad venom, psychedelic toad venom. Mike Tyson loves the toad, and he loves the psychedelic trips he gets from it. He told the New York Post, the toad taught me I'm not going to be here forever, that there is an expiration date. The toad he's referring to is this Sonoran Desert toad. It spends 7 months of the year living underground, but when it's active, its venom can be smoked to produce a psychoactive trip. And the venom has been used in healing rituals, and Tyson discovered it 4 years ago. At the time, he says he was 100 pounds overweight. He was drinking and drugging, sluggish and unhappy. And one of his friends said, hey, Mike, do the toad venom thing. See how that, what that
toad
does
toad venom
for
diet.
And Mike went toad venom. And he said, you know, I was doing cocaine and all kinds of heavy drugs, and I figured, why not? Did the toad venom, lost 100 pounds, started boxing again, cleaned up his act, reconnected with his wife and children, and now is an advocate for psychedelics and now has a nursery of these toads on his ranch, so he now has venom on demand. He says, hey, the toad teaches you your purpose, your highest potential. I look at the world differently now. We're all the same. Everything is love, thanks to the toad.
So after the Thanksgiving feast at Mike's house, everybody gets a little toad dessert?
Toad gravy? Yeah, toad with your turkey. Turkey and toad. Brad and John, that's the trash, KISM.